coronavirus is not gone. It is real, and it is deadly. This new phase that we're now in is about learning to live with the virus. It is with us. It will remain with us for a while. And we must do all we can to contain it and keep it from killing our fellow citizens. What this comes down to now is that each of us has responsibility to each other to slow the spread. Know their time in our lives, no other time, my guess, for all of us. We will have no other time in our life when our own individual actions or inactions can impact the lives of so many of our fellow citizens.
Because I remember the first time I talked to the governor, actually, about the idea of closing down the Arnold Sports Festival, which was really the first act that we took. And it seemed so abrupt to me. It seemed like, well, what are we doing? And then we sat and we talked with the health officials, because we didn't know what we were up against. None of us did. Nobody in the world, nobody at the national level or at the state level really knew what we were facing. The most important thing we could do at that point is to listen to the experts, to take the health advice. And they urged immediate action to stop large gatherings. And so many aspects of our life slowed or stopped completely. We didn't know what we didn't know at that point in time. The strategy worked. The curve was smashed. We had in Ohio fewer fatalities than other states in our proximity who didn't take the early action. But even though that was a success, there were still over 1,700 people in Ohio who've lost their lives and tens of thousands who have been sickened by COVID-19. And it's still very much a threat in our lives. But since March, since those early days, we've learned a lot about how to manage our risk individually and collectively. Health professionals have learned more. Businesses have learned more. Public officials have learned more. And nobody has all the answers. And sometimes even those answers are not clear. But without a vaccine, we concluded pretty early on that we're going to have to learn to live with COVID-19 in our lives. And we had to develop strategies and protocols as to how we were going to do that.